Abaye presents us with a case on Zayin Amud Beis, that if you have an area that does not reach the height of 10 tefachim, say you have a house from the bottom of the wall to the top of the walls of the house, you only have 9 tefachim, you don't have 10 tefachim, but if you carve out a hole on the bottom to add an extra tefach, provide it's dalad al dalad, so now you have dalad al dalad 10 tefachim, so you established for yourself or it's just a yachid. So the Tosos over here, the top Tosos on Zayin Amud Beis, V'imchakak bo dalad al dalad, is going to compare this same scenario regarding Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Sukkah, but we'll point out why it's the halacha works differently. So V'kashal ben Yitzchak ben Asher, Mai shenam misukkah de'ina gavo yod. So the Riva asks, why is this case of Shabbos different from a sukkah that also does not have the height of 10 tefachim, which of course renders it to be a puzzle. It's not a kosher sukkah. Damar per kama sukkah, chak b'ahal shim l'yud. The Gemara over there says in sukkah that if you carve out the hole on the floor of the sukkah to make it 10 tefachim high, to make it a kosher sukkah. So the halacha over there is as follows. Im yesh misvas chakak l'kotel gimel tefachim psula, b'achas migimel kshira. So if the distance from the outer part of that hole, that carved out area that you make to the wall, is 3 tefachim or more, then the sukkah is pasul. You can't have the distance of 3 tefachim or more from one wall to another. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's kasher. V'hacha mahani chakika filu mefuleges min hakotel harbe. But here, by Shabbos, you make that hole, so that's sufficient to make it into Shayachid, even if it's very distant from the external wall. So what's the difference here between Shabbos and Sukkah? So Tosfos answers, "V'tirit the shiny hasam gabei Sukkah debeinan sheyehu mechitzos smuchos eschach." Because the Riva explains that the goal of the Sukkah is that the walls have to be samuch to the schach. That's the goal. So if you have more than 3 tefachim of distance, that becomes a problem. V'finan hasam mechitzos be'sukkos sukkos be'sukkos. We learn from Sukkah Sukkos, the fact that the Torah mentions the word Sukkos 3 times tells you that you have a minimum of 3 walls. And the Mishnah points out in Masechta Sukkah that if you place the schach at a distance of 3 tefachim or more from the walls, the sukkah is psula, and therefore we require the distance from the svas that's chakuk to the kotel of the sukkah to be less than 3 tefachim. The tzarach l'sarif hakidud shal chakuk l'mechitzos k'tei shehu smuchos l'schach k'sheneged hanakav. Because it's necessary to combine the height of the of that hole in the bottom with the mechitzos in order that the walls of the sukkah should be close to the schach directly. However, by Shabbos, we don't need the mechitzos to be near anything per se. We're only talking about an external wall and whether it's it's just a yachid or it's just a rabbin. So therefore, it'd be different. However, Tosos asks, "V'afagav de dofen akuma machsheres al daod amos." So, without getting into too much detail, just the basics, the halacha of dofen akuma by sukkah, which is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, essentially tells us that the walls can go up and then curve in, so that if you have some schach puzzle, by the mechitzos of the sukkah, by the walls of the sukkah, but you have schach kasher on top. So what ends up happening is dofen akuma allows you to say that the schach pasul is part of the wall and it extends up and to the schach kasher. So the schach pasul is almost in a sense mevatel itself to the walls, and it helps the walls reach the schach kasher, making the sukkah kasher. But this is only provided that the schach pasul is not more than dalad amos wide. But now what we're asking is, so hold on a second. So if we see that dofen akuma works for up to dalad amos, so now why are we limiting this case to only 3 tefachim? So the answer is mataris lashas hani mila hecha deika mechitza mal yasa. No, because the law of dofen akuma only works when you have proper kosher mechitzos in the first place. If you have kosher mechitzos, but you need to try to limit the distance between the mechitzos and the kosher schach, so you could use the pasul schach as a within dofen akuma. But over here, avahach hecha deshalve mechitza. But here, you have to make the mechitza. You don't have a mechitza at all. You can't apply the rule of dofen akuma and utilize the daod amos rule. So b'pachas megimel mitzarif hagidud in mechitzos davi samach l'schach. So if the distance is less than 3 tefachim, we could combine the chakuk to the walls and mechitzos to make it close to the schach. But of course, you first need to establish that there's proper walls. Tfei lo mitzarif. But more than that amount, more than 3 tefachim, we cannot be mitzarif. So just to summarize, Tosfos wants to know what's the difference between the case of Sukkah and the case of Shabbos regarding digging the stitch of one tefach. The simple answer basically given is that when it comes to Sukkah, we're dealing with the schach. So the schach, has to be close to mechitzos. You know, we have issues here regarding lavud, but when it comes to Shabbos mechitzos, so that's just to establish the Rishus HaYachid from the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the area that we dig down to add the extra tefach to make it 10 tefachim does not really matter to us that whether it's close to the wall itself or not.